It was very isolated in Achill, not just because the island itself is isolated, or at least was in those days, but because we were a middle-class family, really, and there was a lot of poverty around. So in that sense, I didn't have many friends among the school kids, for example. So I spent an awful lot of time on my own. We had quite a big house, and there was a wood adjacent to it and a few acres of land. So I spent an awful lot of my time just wandering around the place on my own. My parents, particularly my mother, were always fretting about the fact that I was on my own so much. And every so often they would arrange for some local lad to come and visit us. But it was usually disastrous because I would then suddenly become very bossy and things wouldn't turn out well. So, I was quite content to be on my own. I liked making up stories for myself. I liked sitting around the house, drawing little kind of comic strips for myself. And then eventually I started reading passionately and then got into music as well. It came to me when I was 10. I can remember the very moment that I decided I was going to write music. And I remember sitting at the piano and improvising, and I remember playing a piece for the maid. We had maids because both my parents worked, so we always had a kind of housekeeper. And I remember she was fussing around and I was sitting there playing. I played something and I said to her, what do you think of that now? It's the latest hit. And she said, ah, no, it's not. I think you made that up yourself. And it was said in a very disparaging way. So that kind of discouraged me a bit. But in fact, it just goaded me to take the whole thing more seriously. I didn't actually write anything at that stage. I just improvised. It was only later when we moved to Dublin, this would still have been in Achill Island, I would still have been 10 or 11, that I started actually writing stuff down. But I remember that I got as far as Opus 11, number 4, before I kind of really seriously started composing. I graduated very quickly. My first piece to be performed publicly, in fact, would have been in 1966 in Loretto College, Stevens Green, where my sister was just finishing up. And she was playing the clarinet at that stage. So I wrote a mazurka in D minor for her. And she played it with Coleman Pierce at the piano. And that was played in the Christmas concert for about 400 people. And that was the first time I ever took a bow. And it was an extremely lousy imitation of Chopin, essentially. But within a year after that, I had discovered Stockhausen. I had discovered 12-note music. I discovered Boulez. As I say, I was a fanatic. I just dug and dug and dug and dug, and nothing would stop me. I was 15, and I remember that the auditions for the first Dublin Festival of 20th Century Music Young Composers Concert took place in No. 5 Trinity College late in 1968. And I wrote a piece called Format 1, very much influenced by Boulez. It was an aleatoric piece. You could play the sections in any order. And one of the sections was done as a kind of wheel. A lot of different short musical elements, and you could sort of start on any one of them and go around the wheel either clockwise or counterclockwise, that sort of stuff. It was very, very austere stuff. And I think because it was so different from what everybody else was doing, I got in. So the following January, I suppose it was, January 1969, I made my debut in the first Young Composers Concert as a composer pianist. There was an incident. It was a very balmy day, I remember, and the window was open behind me in the exam hall in TCD, and a gust of wind blew all the separate sheets of music that you could play in any order onto the floor, And I just stopped playing and went down my hands and knees and picked up all these damn pieces of paper, stuck them back in the piano and continued. And the RTE people sitting in the back were wondering, well, that's an awfully long silence, this avant-garde music, you know, these silences. It got me a great sympathy vote. The first half dozen or so works that I still keep in my catalogue were composed around about then and were pieces that I still look back on as somehow or other having come out of nowhere. They still astonish me, some of them, not all of them, with their originality. A very nice man called Charles McGuire, a viola player, who was very supportive of young composers. He put together an ad hoc string quartet. So I wrote this piece, Embers, for them. I thought, you know, these people don't have much experience in playing contemporary music, so I'll write a very simple, bare piece. And I wrote the piece, and I didn't think much of it, actually, at the time. And it took me some years to appreciate just what I had done in that piece, you know. And I still consider it, whatever it is, 45 years later, as one of the best pieces I've ever written. It seems to me now a piece that embodies, in a nutshell, just about every single element that I've expanded upon in later works.